Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 8. 4 weeks can be a long time to wait between our one-hour-long episodes featuring guests, so I've designed these short interludes to bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation at the halfway point. And today's interlude is about dreams that won't let you close the door. Sound mysterious? Stay with me. When dreams won't let you close the door. During a recent radio appearance, I received a call from Gaynor that perfectly illustrates how our dreaming minds communicate through powerful metaphors. Her recurring dream troubled her. Doors that never quite fit their frames, leaving gaps she couldn't seal. And no matter how hard she tried, the doors wouldn't close securely. And she found herself unable to walk away from this unsettling scene. In the brief minutes available on radio, just enough time to offer initial thoughts and practical tools, I explored what this vivid imagery might represent. Dreams as metaphors. The most effective approach to dream interpretation begins with understanding dreams as metaphors for our waking experiences. As Gaynor described her frustration with these ill-fitting doors, I recognised a deeper concern, her inability to feel truly secure and protected in her own space. This dream likely reflects challenges with personal boundaries in her daily life. Perhaps she struggles to create uninterrupted time for herself, finding it difficult to close the door on others' demands. Or maybe she battles intrusive, anxious thoughts that refuse to be shut out, leaving her feeling perpetually exposed and unsettled. The symbolism could also suggest Gaynor wants to close the door on something from her past or worries about the future, but her unconscious mind reveals she's finding this process more challenging than expected. The difference between quick insights and deep exploration. These initial interpretations serve as valuable starting points, but they represent just the beginning of what's possible. In my full consultation sessions, we spend an entire hour exploring a single dream, uncovering its deepest and most transformative meanings. And during that extended time, I can ask the crucial follow-up questions, like, Gaynor, how did you feel when you couldn't close the door? What were you afraid might get in or get out? What else was happening in the dream? These details often unlock the dream's most profound meaning. I also apply specialized tools and techniques that illuminate not just what the dream means, but why the dreamer experiences life in particular ways and how they can create positive change. And many dreams, like Gaynor's, present problematic scenarios where issues remain unresolved, usually reflecting unresolved challenges in waking life. And exploring these dreams often points towards solutions. Other dreams feel uplifting or intriguing rather than stuck. And while not problematic, dreamers often can't connect them to their daily experiences and need guidance to understand what these dreams offer. Such dreams frequently help people recognize wonderful aspects of themselves that they can more fully embrace and express. Dream alchemy, reprogramming through visualization. Given the radio format's time constraints, I offered Gaynor a practical dream alchemy technique. I said, after such a dream, when you're awake, close your eyes and imagine yourself back in that same dream scene. This time, however, the door closes easily and fits perfectly. Feel yourself safe, relaxed, and completely calm. This approach works because Gaynor's unconscious mind chose the door symbol to communicate her experience. By using the same symbolic language in visualization, in Dream Alchemy, she effectively sends a new message to her unconscious mind, a message that she's ready to establish healthier boundaries or successfully shut out intrusive, anxious thoughts. This technique essentially reprograms the unconscious mind, or rewrites the brain if you prefer that framework. It's a powerful form of therapeutic visualization that uses the dream's own metaphorical language. The deeper work, customized dream alchemy. While this radio advice provides an excellent starting point, deeper exploration might have revealed additional layers to Gaynor's dream. Perhaps she was trying to shut out a problem or fear that would benefit from direct attention rather than avoidance. Alternatively, she might be closing the door on a wonderful opportunity she's not yet ready to embrace. In either scenario, or different ones, I would prescribe a different, more precisely targeted dream alchemy practice to create the most beneficial outcome for her. Even so, the visualization technique I shared on air begins its transformative work immediately. By helping Gaynor feel safe and in control, it creates a foundation from which she can gradually develop readiness to address whatever underlying situation her dream reflects. The power of dream work. Whether through brief radio exchanges or comprehensive consultations, dream work offers a unique window into our unconscious mindset. Our dreaming minds consistently communicate through symbols and metaphors, offering insight, highlighting unresolved issues, and revealing untapped potential. The key lies in learning to speak this symbolic language, and in cases like Gaynor's, using that same language to communicate positive change back to the unconscious mind. It's a conversation between the conscious and unconscious self, one that can lead to profound transformation when approached with curiosity, respect, and the right tools. Every dream offers valuable insights. The symbols your mind chooses are uniquely meaningful to you, and learning to interpret them opens a powerful pathway to self-understanding and positive change. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 296, will be out in 2 weeks on the 2nd of October 2025. My guest, Chief Happiness Officer Georgina Dawkins, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. Please make sure you hit the follow button at Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you get all episodes and interludes delivered to your feed as soon as they're published. Thank you, as always, to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. You can find out more about my services, books and courses at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.